number 63. And the countdown will continue right after the news. WoWo salutes Huntington, Indiana.
It's a great place to be.
WOWO, Fort Wayne, Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting. The time is 11 o'clock. Good day. Last report, freezing rain, 31 degrees. Today's outlook, a winter storm warning has been issued with snow beginning this afternoon, accumulating up to 4 inches throughout the night. I'm Victor Locke with the 11 o'clock WoWo News. Freezing rain has hit WoWo land, making roads icy and extremely hazardous. Police report icing conditions throughout the northern half of the state, and conditions aren't expected to improve much as a storm that dumped over 10 inches of snow in parts of Illinois continues to move east. Premier designate Shapur Bakhtiar says he's formed a new government for Iran. Simultaneously, the embattled Shah emerged from his isolation for the first time in weeks and confirmed personally that he wants to take a vacation. The new moves to form a civilian government come as thousands of foreign nationals jam airports to leave the country, which has been rocked by violent anti-Shah protests for the last 10 days. Firecrackers shattered and crackled today in celebration outside the official residence of U.S. Liaison Chief Leonard Woodcock in Peking. The U.S. and China formally resumed diplomatic ties today after nearly 30 years of hot and cold war estrangement. Beginning today, Americans will pay a greater share of their weekly paycheck to Social Security. Spokesman Jim Brown says few will escape the increased tax.
The tax payable in 1979 will be $1,403.77 for a wage earner making $22,900 or more, and $1,854.90 for a self-employed worker. The same individual in 1978 would have paid $1,070.85, and $1,433.70 for self-employed workers earning $17,700 or more.
Washington officials say the Social Security hike should be offset by an income tax cut approved by Congress, which also takes effect today. Fort Wayne police spent a busy holiday morning. There was a murder. 27-year-old William Scott of the 100 block of Travers Place was shot to death when three men invaded an inner-city apartment early this morning on Oaklawn Court. The three suspects are still being sought. Then at about 5 this morning, officers peacefully ended a hostage situation in a home in the 1400 block of St. Mary's. 21-year-old Michael Kurtz is jailed on a preliminary criminal reckless and confinement charge. Two of his hostages were treated for bruises and contusions at Parkview Hospital. The Summit City also recorded its first traffic fatality of the new year. 25-year-old Gregory Fries of the 500 block of Corwin died when his motorcycle struck a car at Rudisill and Calhoun just 7 minutes after midnight. Fort Wayne's mayor, Robert Armstrong, has some definite plans for the new year. Last night on WoWo's Summit Conference, the mayor listed two priorities for 79. One of them, a major street resurfacing program with many neighborhood streets as targets.
It will be done without bond issue. It'll be done from the funds which we have, from motor vehicle highway funds and federal funds which are coming in. This is not going to cost those citizens anything.
The mayor also says he's pleased with his progress in 1978, noting he achieved many of the goals he set forth in his February 1978 State of the City Address. WoWo News Time is 11:03.
There's always been the land, there's always been the men that worked the fields from sun to sun, knowing their work would never be done. It takes more today than ever before. People working together, people willing to say, we'll help you and we understand. You're special, you're a man of the land. We'll stand with you and beside you, man to man.
In Fort Wayne is Conrad Schaefer. In Albion, Indiana, it's Eden Beiswanger.
WoWo's Bob Zevers. Start the new year right and stop smoking. To learn how you can stop smoking, call the Allen County Cancer Society at 484-9560.
Lowland weather, the National Weather Service says a winter storm warning has now been issued for northeast, central, and southwest Indiana. A winter storm watch for northwest Indiana tonight and tomorrow has now been changed to a traveler's advisory. That winter storm warning for the Lowland area means snow will begin this afternoon and continue tonight. It's expected to amount to about 4 inches at the most by tomorrow. Earl Finkel says light freezing drizzle early today, changing to snow showers with up to 4 inches accumulation. Hazardous driving will develop as temperatures fall into the 20s during the day and winds come from the north at 35 miles per hour. Tonight's snow, some blowing and drifting, hazardous travel, a low near 13 with north winds to 30. Snow showers ending tomorrow, a high in the mid to upper teens with northwest winds to 25. Then Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the low teens. Right now, barometric pressure is falling from 29.96. Winds are north at 12. Relative humidity is 81%. Officially at Bear Field, freezing rain and 31 degrees. For WoWo News, I'm Victor Locke, and at 11:06, all ready to go with the countdown is Jack Underwood.
Hey, that's right.
Thank you, Victor. And when last we met,
we were at what, 62?
Sure we were.
That's the one coming. 62. This is it right here, Steely Dan. As we count down the top 100 of 1978, this is 62.
I see your picture. Your name is lights above it. I'm gonna
That's the one I said it was, number 62, Steely Dan and Peg. As we continue the countdown, this is number 61 on WoWo.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on the bayou.
Of music in 1968, didn't we? Linda Ronstadt there, the 61 song, number 61, Blue Bayou. And this is WoWo's Jack Underwood. It's 31 degrees, freezing rain. I'll have a weather story for you in just a second here. First, though, the Central Catholic High School class of 1959 is planning their 20-year reunion. And if you have information about classmates, call 637-5762. You know, any classmates that you think everybody's lost track of, and you happen to know, call that number. You can call it today, 637-5762, or you may call it most any day after about 4:45. Say, the American Cancer Society has a quit smoking clinic, the good way to start the new year by getting rid of that habit, January 8, 1979. It'll be held at the First Wayne Street Methodist Church at 7 o'clock. You can just appear there, ready to stop smoking, and believe me, it actually works. It doesn't take with everybody, but just about. And sometimes they take it a second time, and it does take. If you need more information, you may call the American Cancer Society tomorrow. The number is 482-9181, 482-9181. 9181. I see we have the weather epistle, according to Earl Finkel, and this is all confirmed by the National Weather Service and everything else. I know, just 24 hours ago I was saying the same thing, but you know what happened up in Chicago? That's where our storm went yesterday, and they ended up with 14 inches of snow, havoc out at O'Hare Field. They, I think, have four runways open now, but they only had two for a while, and they had to divert a lot of flights. But here is the official forecast for Woboland. Freezing rain and snow, then turning to all snow this afternoon. Traveling will be hazardous. Temperatures falling slowly to the mid-20s by late afternoon. The north winds 25 miles an hour and gusty. Tonight, snow, windy, and much colder. Accumulations 2 to 4 inches with blowing and drifting snow and difficult travel. Low will be in the low teens. Tomorrow, snow showers are likely. Continued windy and cold. Upper to, well, mid to upper teens for a high, 25 miles an hour. There is a chance for drifting snow again tomorrow and added accumulations of up to 3 more inches possible. Then a few snow flurries on Wednesday, partly cloudy and continued cold with a high around 13. That's some kind of a New Year's gift for you, I guess, right there from the weatherman. 31 degrees, freezing rain in Fort Wayne. 31 degrees, freezing rain in Evansville. They're getting snow in South Bend now in 28 degrees. And the hot spot in the whole state is Indianapolis, where it's 33, and they have freezing rain. Now, the National Weather Service says that a winter storm warning has been issued for northeast, central, and southwestern Indiana. A winter storm watch for northwestern Indiana tonight and tomorrow has been changed now to just traveler's advisory. And as we told you, snow will begin this afternoon and continue tonight and is expected to deposit up to 4 inches of snow throughout parts of Indiana. So that's the whole thing in a nutshell there. If you're away from home and you have a long travel, I'd plan ahead and get the tank filled up and watch out and drive very carefully. But it is 1979. Wonder how many times it'll take us to stop writing 1978. Well, you know, it was a good year for a lot of farm folks. Crops were generally good. Cattle and hog markets were up. And 1979 is starting off today on an optimistic note. The folks at Kent Feeds would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their thousands of customers and friends for their 1978 business. And to pledge to those customers and friends a continuation of the Kent policy of providing only high-quality products and services in the year ahead. So from Kent Feeds and Kent Feeds dealers everywhere, here's wishing you and yours a happy and a very prosperous 1979.
Having such a large menu to choose from at Penguin Point does present some problems.
I'll have one of your delicious tenderloin sandwiches, a Coke, and those great fries. No, wait, make that a chicken dinner. I love your golden brown, pampered to perfection chicken. No, change it to a Big Wally. I'm really hungry today. Oh, wait a minute.
Penguin Point has got a smile on your face. Penguin Point, the people.
I know, I've got it. I'll have a barbecue. That's it, a barbecue. I did it.
W-O-W-O. 18 minutes right now is the time, and that's past 11 o'clock here with Jack Underwood counting down the top 100 hits of 1978. Here's number 60 with Dolly Parton.
Thank you.
Dolly Parton in the number 60 song, Here You Come Again. Yeah, 20 and a half minutes past 11 o'clock. It's 31 degrees and freezing rain, and Carly Simon has hit number 59. Remember, you belong to me. The top 100 songs of 1978. Aha, let's move to 1958 right now here on the Jack Underwood Show, the player group, and this time I'm in it for love.
Yeah.
There it is. And as I told you, that one right there was number 58 with the player group. And this time I'm in it for love. 27 minutes is the time past 11 o'clock. You bet Dugan Fry is back from vacation. He'll be along with us after we listen to record number 57 with Crystal Gale. Don't it make my brown eyes blue?
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone new. And don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is over. What I had, but honey, now I
number 57 in the countdown of the top 100 hits of 1978, Crystal Gale and Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. And that rolled us right down to 11:30, and I haven't said it in a long time, but Happy New Year, Dugan Fry.
Well, the same to you and to everybody, and real happy to be back. As I said this morning after, I guess, what do they call it, R&R?
Rest and relaxation?
Yeah.
Or rock and roll, I don't know.
I had some of that. I had some rest and relaxation, did a little bit of work, but not enough, really. This is not a good time of the year to work outside. I was all primed and ready to chop some wood and all that, and the weatherman kind of talked me out of it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
If he didn't, I'd have talked myself out of it. That's for sure.
But I'm happy to be here, and we certainly hope that everybody's going to get a good start off to a happy new year. And one way to perhaps get started the right way down that road is to be careful today, because we are getting some freezing rain. I just came back in, and especially now some of the side streets and side roads are going to ice up before the main road, so you can get into a false sense of security coming down an ice, I won't say dry, thawed road, and then turning on to one that is not, look out, Charlie, so be careful.
Well, I had the same thing happen to me this morning when I came up on the four-laner.
Oh, yeah.
I thought something was wrong with my engine. It kept roaring and going down. Then it dawned on me my wheels were spinning.
Oh, there you go.
You know, I had no sensation of that until all of a sudden. Then I knew what it was, so you got to be careful.
Someone in front of you stops quickly, and you can't. You got problems, so
I understand something that just came in, and you don't even know about it yet, but there is an opening yet for someone to go in the river over here, along with Maureen McCosey, who's going in with the polar bears at 2 o'clock. If you're available.
Well, it so happens that I'm not.
Oh.
But if we need to volunteer somebody, one of our newer staff members who is not quite too sure what that's all about, I'm sure, is Richard Walker, and he might...
he'd never catch on.
We can volunteer him, maybe.
Well, I was surprised. I did not know Maureen was going in until one of the polar bears called me that I've had contact with. Said, how come you didn't say she was going in? And I said, I thought she was more intelligent than that.
That's what I was going to say.
But you know, it's funny. Everyone from the staff that goes way, way back to Listo Fisher that I remember,
right,
where they said it was part of your new obligation on the staff to go in the water.
They tell everybody that, but not too many of them believe it.
But since way back then, it seems to me as though every one of them comes back and says, hey, that's really refreshing, so maybe we shouldn't knock it.
Well, We'll talk to Maureen and see what she has to say.
Yeah, that
if she can talk.
Could be altogether different, couldn't it?
It certainly could. Here's something that I'm sure of. When you're choosing a big four-wheel drive tractor, keep in mind how heavily you're going to be depending on that at critical times of the year. Of course, right now, you look at those fields and wonder if you'll ever get in them again, but it won't be too far down that road, and you've got to be ready. There'll be times when you want to keep rolling, spending as little time as possible on greasing and tightening things. And that's when a big Steiger Series 3 four-wheel drive makes more sense than ever. When the Steiger brothers built their first four-wheel drive, they kept it simple. They kept things easy to get at. And today, if you stop by Lichty Farm Equipment, you'll see that same kind of thinking in the sleek new Steiger Series 3 models. There are 9 of them in engine horsepower sizes from 210 to 325, and then make sure you see the newest, the Tiger ST450. They all feature Steiger's unique open-under design. Makes it easy to get at to work on them. And they are considered by many to be the best by test in the four-wheel drive industry. Easy to service and maintain. You can even do major driveline repair without having to pull off the cab. Just a few reasons why it makes so much sense for you to own a Steiger tractor. You'll hear more when you stop by Lichty Farm Equipment, Edgerton and Archbold, Ohio.
New Year's Day is your once-a-year day to save at the price-smashing 4-hour sale at Sandpoint TV Service Company. From 11 a.m. till 3 on January 1st, you'll save big on Zenith TV sets, radios, stereos, Whirlpool appliances, microwave ovens, dishwashers, and more. Prices are slashed. The inventory is huge. Be there when the doors open 11 a.m. New Year's Day for Sandpoint TV Service Company's 4-hour sale. 3113 Lower Huntington Road only. Spectacular savings. 90 days, same as cash plan. Don't miss it.
Right now, our whoa time is coming up 26 minutes before noon here on Dinner on the Farm, and we're counting down the top 100 hits of 1978. A few surprises here, you know, Dugan?
That's right.
Yeah, listen to this one. This was a big hit. Number 56, as a matter of fact, done by a group called Styx, spelled S-T-Y-X. Come sail away.
Tomorrow, I never
That's it. Right there, number 56 with Styx and Come Sail Away. Whoa, time right now is 23 minutes before noon. And back from vacation, have you had a chance to think about anything besides...
Oh, yeah, I had a chance to do some thinking while I was gone.
Oh, really?
A little bit. Oh, yeah.
When you relax?
Put my mind into motion one now and then, you know, just to make sure it worked. Occasionally.
Did it?
Well, almost. One of the things that I did want to mention just briefly, and I'm going to repeat a couple of things I had earlier this morning because I think they're both very important. The one dubious reminder that we have to keep track of now is the fact that the new year signals tax time, and deadlines will be coming along before we know it, and for farmers, of course, earlier than the rest of the folks. And especially for farmers, we want to make sure that you check with your accountant, or if you do your own taxes, make sure that you read those new guidelines very thoroughly, because there's some new things in there, some changes, and you want to see what new deductions or credits that you might qualify for. Now, for instance, a spouse who has participated in the family farm or ranch can now earn an estate tax credit of 2% a year for up to 25 years. Now, under the past law, the entire value of the estate was considered to be the husband's property. Investment credits for farm cooperatives are also available for up to 10% of the cost of machinery and equipment. Cost-sharing payments to farmers for soil conservation and environmental protection programs will be exempt from taxable income. Now, that applies to all payments made after September 30th, 1979. In other words, this year. Seems strange to say September 30th, 1979 and have it be this year,
yeah.
But it is. Now, tax credits are also available for single-purpose buildings to aid in the feeding, the raising, and the housing of beef and dairy cattle, hogs, and poultry. The provision also applies to greenhouses for commercial use. So these are a few of the changes. Again, the tax laws are very complex. Probably most, or at least many, of the extension offices have some new federal guideline books with them. Or, again, if you do not do your own, and it is a complicated thing, if you have problems or questions on it, you better have a professional answer them for you, and the sooner the better, so that you'll be all set to go.
A few weeks ago, I don't know if you remember, but I was talking about buying blank video cassettes from the Photomat store and their low prices and how convenient that is, and I don't know if you remember. But anyway, talk about word of mouth. A couple of friends that used to come over and spill things overheard me. They told some of their friends who also have home video stuff. And those friends started telling other friends, and then more friends telling this. Well, pretty soon everybody finds out, and Photomat is selling blank video cassettes, and they can't figure out how the news got around. I'm just glad it wasn't a rumor.
Photomat does sell blank video cassettes. Major brands like RCA, 3M, and Panasonic at prices like $14.95 for a 2-hour beta and $20.95 for a 4-hour VHS. And Photomat can transfer your home movies and slides to tape.
But anyway, somehow Photomat found out I was the one who started the big rush on video cassettes, and they asked me if I'd do a commercial for them, but I don't think they need one.
If you've got film that needs developing, now's the time. For every roll you bring us, you can get a replacement roll for half price. That's good, fresh Photomat film. Half price.
What looks best to plant one year may look only second best the next. That's one reason to consider a labeled tank mix of Lasso herbicide by Monsanto plus Sencor for broad-spectrum weed control in soybeans. Lasso plus Sencor doesn't carry over, so you can stay in control of many problem weeds and your cropping options. Always read and follow label directions for Lasso plus Sencor. Lasso, the herbicide for the man in control.
You've got Whoa and Our Dinner on the Farm and a bit of jazz music finished in the top 100. George Benson, of all people, at 55 and is on Broadway, and that was a good record.
Oh, yeah.
It? Yeah, well, this is the long version of it. Hope you enjoy it.
The blue.
won't even sign just you.
Number 55 right there with George Benson on Broadway, and that's the long version. We would call it the Vamp version years ago, you know. Yeah, they used to have a song called Vamp Till Ready.
Yeah.
And it started out like that, like Duke Ellington always started his band and went on and on and on.
But that is not the first time that thing has been around as a popular hit either.
Oh, I know it, I know it. They're not quitting yet.
No, they're still going. They're having a good time regardless.
Well, let's see. We have 14 minutes right now before high noon. Let's get a couple of commercials here and then bring the weather forecast to them, shall we?
Mr. Pork Producer, if you're interested in a productive, profitable herd, use purebred seed stock. And these WoWo area purebred breeders can offer you generations of facts on the animals they now have for sale. Hazelet Spots, Marion. Metzger York, South Whitley. Jackson Durox, Warren. Nash Hamps, Sharpsville. Schaefer Durox, Albany. Ridgeway Spots, Wabash. Metzger Durox, South Whitley. Stony Creek Farm, Hamps, Farmland, Indiana. Pepper Spots, Albion.
Guy Jackson's Duroc boars are backed by the best seed stock guarantee there is. He's a purebred breeder, stands behind the stock he sells. Now, you see, Guy can't afford a dissatisfied customer, so the next time you're ready for breeding animals, get the ones backed by the best guarantee in the business. Guy Jackson's Duroc of Warren, Indiana. Why don't you call 219-375-2420? He's a purebred breeder and proud of it.
For directions and phone numbers of these WoWo area purebred breeders, consult your Prairie Farmer Breeders directory or phone WoWo.
When you're finishing hogs, cattle, or milking cows, you need to be part-time nutritionist, part-time vet, part-time market analyst, and part-time financial wizard. The feed specialist at the Farm Bureau Co-op can help you make certain that every dollar you invest in labor, facilities, feeds, and medications contributes to faster rates of gain, better feed conversion, or increased milk production. Co-op feed specialists can help you keep your herd in good health with the right medications and feed additives. Feeds that are carefully researched and accurately formulated are critical to the profitability of your livestock operations. The feed specialists at the co-op can help you make sure that the feed you use and everything else you put into your livestock operation helps you produce a profit.
The co-op, helping you help yourself.
Well, I hope everybody's got a clear head, because, boy, have we got a weather forecast for them here.
We certainly do, and it's one that if you're going to have to be doing some traveling this afternoon, be very careful, because we're going to have some bad conditions before it gets better. I guess that's the easiest way to put it. Here's an update on the statement out of the National Weather Bureau. There is a winter storm warning here in the northeast, the central and southwest portions of the state this afternoon or tonight. And, of course, I'm sure that'll mean moving right over into the Buckeye State. And a traveler's advisory for northwest Indiana. Now, in the northwest section, snow will occasionally be mixed with sleet this afternoon, continuing tonight. Snow accumulations are around 4 inches possible by tomorrow morning. But bear in mind, some of those sections already got hit a little harder yesterday, so they're going to be worse off to start. Northeast, to here this section, then the central section, southwest Indiana, all freezing rain and sleet this afternoon, making traveling very hazardous. Gradually changing to light snow tonight, and accumulations of, depending on where you are, from 2 to up to 4 inches possible by tomorrow morning. Now, slowly falling temperatures will be the case over the state this afternoon. Low tonight is expected from 10 to 15. And this is Earl's general forecast then, with the freezing rain and snow turning to all snow this afternoon, hazardous traveling. And as we said, those temperatures slowly falling to the mid-20s by late afternoon. And if we get much snow, the winds are going to be north to 25 and gusty, so that'll cause us some problems with some drifting snow this evening and the low in the low teens. Then snow showers likely tomorrow, continued windy and cold, highs only in the mid to upper teens, and winds continuing from the north to 25. Some drifting possible again tomorrow, and there could be some additional accumulation. A few snow flurries expected on Wednesday, partly cloudy, continued cold, highs around 13. Jack, I think you have the current conditions over there.
As a matter of fact, I do right now in Fort Wayne. Freezing rain and 31 degrees, 81% humidity, a north wind at 12 miles an hour, and a barometer at 29.96 and falling. Wind chill is 15 above. It's also freezing rain in Evansville in 31, 33 degrees, and freezing rain at Indy, and South Bend's getting snow now and 28 degrees.
Well, I should put one more reminder in here, and of course this stands to reason, but don't forget that with the chilling northerly winds, there's going to be a severe hazard to livestock that are kept outside for the next 2 days. And that would include your family pets, too, and not only the cattle, hogs, and so forth. The lows near 10 degrees here in the northern sections will make it accompanied by winds of 15 to 25 miles an hour tonight, wind chill factors being really down there. So don't forget, it's going to be a problem for your livestock of all kinds.
Mm-hmm. Wobo time is now 9.5 minutes before noon. We're going to continue the countdown. The top 1978 tunes, 100 of them. Currently number 54 right here with the Tramps. Disco Inferno.
Thank you.
Inferno, yeah, that is number 54 and done by the Tramps as we count down the top 100 records here.
And that has been one of the real mystiques, I guess I could put it, of this past year. Well, actually even more than this past year, but especially in 78, the onrush of the disco music. Boy, it has just been, Katie, bar the door, it's really come on.
Oh, yeah, there are radio stations that play nothing but disco music in the bigger cities, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing is about disco dancing, you've seen it all before. You know, it's supposed to be something new.
A combination of a little bit of everything, isn't it?
Yeah. Even where John Travolta used to kick his, leg up.
Uh-huh.
Heck, when I was a kid going to the swing bands, you know, the real jitterbuggers, we called them in those days, did that. I never did because I'd fall down if I tried
it. Of course, some people our age have done that from time to time. They affectionately refer to it as the Lombard Crush.
Is that what it is? The
yeah.
Lombard Crush, yeah. Hey, you going on the ski list 79? Will you be able to make it?
I don't think I can. I think I've got another engagement.
I have too, and it's January 13th, but we only have 650 reservations. And
they will fill quickly.
I know it. Each year, people are disappointed. So the thing to do, it's a $35 fee. Covers the whole day, though. Listen to what you get. You get a day at the slopes at Canonsburg, Michigan. You get your transportation. You get the lift tickets, rental of skis, poles, and boots, a one-hour lesson, a delicious dinner at the end of the day. And you can't beat something like that for $35. There's no getting around it. So the thing to do, I don't think Roots Camp and Ski House is open today. Maybe, but I don't think so. The number is 484-2604. You can call that if you like and make your reservations. And you don't have to be a skier. They'll teach you how. And I understand they have slopes for people like you.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, right from those of us who camp and wish we could all the way up to those who are really accomplished.
I understand Ron Gregory's a pretty accomplished skier.
Oh, he is.
Because
I think Maureen is also.
Really?
Yep.
Well, we'll find out if she's a swimmer when she jumps in
That's
the St.
True.
Joe River at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Well, let's continue the countdown, and we'll go right up to just about news time with this one here. Number 53. That's where we left off, wasn't it? I've got it right here. Number 53, which is Toby Bowles and My Angel Baby.
Something's just not right. Just this morning you cried about last night. You said that something's bound to break this time. What's breaking is my heart. I can read between the lines. Oh,
it is, Toby Bowl, which is the name of a group and not a fella, and number 53 in a countdown of the 100 top songs of 1958, My Angel Baby, which means we're going to pause now for the news, so I'll pick it up with 52 right after the news at noon. How'll that be?
All right, and we'll be listening for that. Don't forget now, if you haven't been out and about yet and you have to do some traveling, be aware that we do have some freezing drizzle, and we'll have more of that information coming up on our news directly here. Time for me to remind you that you're listening to Dinner on the Farm. I'm Dugan Fry, along with Jack Underwood, and we come to you from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO Fort Wayne.
When I use mine. I, Patricia Conrad, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States